We begin now, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba Befnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. I'm sure you all know that there are Lamed Tes Melachos, the first of the Lamed Tes Melachos, planting, second one plowing. Actually, the first 11 all lead up to baking bread. And then you have the melachos that deal with making clothes, the melachos that deal with building, and the very last of the Lamed Tes melachos is what? Is the melacha of carrying, which we call hoitzah, to take out. So I'm sure many of you are asking a question. Well, if to carry is the last of the Lamed Tes melachos, how come the Mishnah talks about it first? Well, there are several different reasons. The Rabbeinu Tam, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, says that it's the most common of all the Lamed Tes Melachos. Right now, as you're listening to this shiur, do you have anything in your pocket? Are you holding anything? Most of the time we have things in our pocket. Candy, nash, a wallet, money, keys. It's so easy to be over the Melacha. Furthermore, the Rambam says, you don't need kalim. Now, if you wanted to bake right now, can you bake? Well, you need dough. You need an oven. You need a fire in the oven. Most of the melachos, you need something. You want to make a knot. You need something to make a knot with. Do you have a ship? Do you have a donkey that you're trying to tie down to something? But carrying, you don't really need anything. It's just the normal things that you have on you. Automatically, if you forget for a second or if you don't know the halachas, you step out, you step in, you could be chayiv. Oh yes, the Mishnah Brura says from the Yaris Dvash that if someone doesn't learn Hilchas Shabbos, it's almost impossible to go through an entire Shabbos without violating Shabbos. Now, that doesn't mean we know the halachas clear from the Mishnayos, but at least it's the beginning for us to understand Hilchas Shabbos. So therefore, says the Rambam, because you don't really need anything to carry, we want to talk about carrying first. And I'll tell you one more reason why the Tana begins with the Malacha of Haitzah, why the Tana begins with the Malacha of carrying. Because, says the Rambam, it's the most difficult Malacha to understand. If I were to tell you that if you carried a huge heavy box from one end of your camp to the other end of your camp, from one end of your bungalow colony to the other end of your bungalow colony, from one end of a huge big hotel that's a mile long to the other end, provided that there's a Ruvi Chatzeres and other qualifications, you're not chayiv. What? I'm carrying a huge big heavy box and I'm schwitzing away, and I'm not chayiv. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do on Shabbos. There could be an issue of uvda d'chayil or other things that are not Shabbosnik. But technically, you would not be chayiv. And if I carried a little paperclip from the front of my house out into the street, I would be chayiv. That's so hard to understand if you don't know the halachis. So, for these and other reasons, the Tana has picked the malacha of haitzah, the malacha of carrying, to be the first malacha that is discussed. So now that we know why the Mishnah picked carrying to be the first malacha to explain, let's Taka try to understand. How come if Shimon carries this huge heavy box on one side of the camp to the other, he's not chayiv, and someone else carries a paperclip, just a tiny drop, he could be chayiv? Well, in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, you have to do it in one of two ways. Either you carry from Roshus HaRabim to Roshus HaYachid, or from the Roshus HaYachid into the Roshus HaRabim. That's one way. And the other way is that you carry four amos in Roshus HaRabim. An amma is about 2 feet. There are different opinions. That's the average. So, if I have a huge camp that's Roshus HaYachid, and I carry a big heavy box from one side to the other, I'm still in a Rishus HaYachid. I didn't transfer from a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim. I didn't transfer from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid. And I didn't carry 4 amos in a Rishus Rabbim. But if I carry a light handkerchief or a paper clip from the gate of my camp out onto a main street, let's say there was a main street in front of your camp, then I did transfer from a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus Rabbim. Or if I carried a handkerchief 4 amos in a Rishus Rabbim, then I am Chayiv. Now, one more thing. When you carry from a Rishus Rabbim into a Rishus HaYachid, in order to be Chayiv, and the same is true for the 4 amos in the Rishus Rabbim, and the same is true for carrying from Rishus Rabbim into Rishus HaYachid, in order to be Chayiv, you have to go through 3 steps. I don't mean 3 steps forward. I mean 3 steps. You have to lift it in one Rishus. That's called an Akira, literally to rip up, to take up. I'm removing it from its base on the floor. Then if you're carrying it out, that's called a Haitzah, to take out. That's if I'm carrying from the inside of my camp out into the main street. And then step 3 is the Hanacha. You have to put it down in the Rosh Hashanah. Or let's say I'm carrying from the front of my house into my yard, which is the Rosh Hashanah. So I have to do an Akira. I have to lift it in the Rishus HaRabim. I have to take it in. That's called the Hachnasa, as opposed to the Hitzah, which is when you take it out. And Hanacha, that means I have to put it down in the Rishus HaYachid. You have to do all 3 steps in order to be Chayiv. When we say Chayiv on Shabbos, that means if a person did it b'mezid, b'hasra, he's Chayiv skila. If he did it b'mezid on purpose without asra, he's Chayiv karis. But generally, we're not talking about people that do things on Shabbos on purpose. We're talking about things that either they didn't know it was Shabbos, or they didn't know that things like this are asra on Shabbos. So they would be Chayiv a karban chatas. In order to be Chayiv a karban chatas, you have to be over a d'oraisa. Generally, throughout Mishnayos Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos, when we say Chayiv, we mean you're Chayiv according to Chatas mid'oraisa. When we say something is Aser, we mean that the Rabbanim don't want us to do it. However, one would not be Chayiv. So now we have to explain one more thing. What's a Rishus HaRabim and what is a Rishus HaYachid? Really, there are 4 Rishusim on Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, a Karmelis, and a Makom Petur, but we'll try to keep things simple. What is a Rishus HaRabim? Well, you can teach the words, a public domain. Generally, that's what it means. Like a main street. According to many sheeters, there has to be a certain amount of people that are walking there. It has to be wide, a certain amount. There can't be a roof on top. We're not getting into the specifics. I want to give you a general idea of what a Rishus HaRabim is. That tiny little road in front of your camp, if your camp is in front of a narrow country road, and when 2 cars pass each other, each one has to move over to the side and their tires are off the road, that's not going to be called a Rishus HaRabim. That's going to be called a Karmelis. We're not going to get into that now. But a Karmelis generally is something which isn't a Rishus HaRabim and it isn't a Rishus HaYachid. But a main street, that's a Rishus HaRabim. And a Rishus HaYachid is an area that is surrounded by a wall that is high 10 tefachim. And there's an area of at least 4x4 tefachim. I'll give you a hint to remember. What do you say on your walkie-talkie when you want to sign off? 10-4, right? Well, 10-4 is, every time you say 10-4, remember, you'll have a mitzvah of limud haTorah. Remember, that's what a Rishus HaYachid is. A gate that's high 10 tefachim and an area that is 4x4 tefachim. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to mean a gate that's high 10 tefachim or an area that's 4x4. You can have a hole in the ground. There's an area 4x4 wide and it comes up 10 on both sides of the hole. That could be a Rishus HaYachid. You can have a huge box that is high 10 tefachim, a wide 4x4 tefachim, that could be a Rishus HaYachid, but you have to have the number 10-4. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to give us an example of a person, let's say that's sitting by his Shabbos Suda inside his house, and he sees a poor man standing outside and says, a shtickle bright, a little bit of bread. And the rich man is going to go outside and help the poor person. Even if you want to help people, you still have to know the halachas. Because it's going to be possible for either the rich man or the poor person to be over a deraisa, or maybe not so bad a drabanan, when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos. Although in a way, being over a drabanan could be also as bad as a deraisa, if a person has no respect for what the drabanan is saying. But I mean to say, it's a lesser level. Why do we pick this case? To teach us, don't think that because you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to know Hilchas Shabbos. So, let's illustrate it first, and then we'll see the words inside the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to give us an example of a person, let's say, that's sitting by his Shabbos Suda inside his house, and he sees a poor man standing outside and says, a shtickle bright, a little bit of bread. And the rich man is going to go outside and help the poor person. Now, even if you want to help people, you still have to know the halachas. Because it's going to be possible for either the rich man or the poor person to be over a deraisa, or maybe not so bad a drabanan, when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos. Although in a way, being over a drabanan could be also as bad as a deraisa, if a person has no respect for what the drabanan is saying. But I mean to say, it's a lesser level. Why do we pick this case? To teach us, don't think that because you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to know Hilchas Shabbos. So, let's illustrate it first, and then we'll see the words inside the Mishnah. I am sitting by my Shabbos table, and I'm singing Yom Zemechobad, and I look outside, and there's a poor person standing outside, he's begging for food. So either he's outside on the street, or he's in front of my yard, which is surrounded by a gate. And I go running out, and let's say I either didn't invite him in, or he doesn't want to come in. Either way, this poor person lifts a basket, that's an akira. He lifts it in the Rishus Harabim, carries the basket in, and puts it down in my hands. So he did a hachnasa, he took it in, and the third step, hanachi, put it down into my hands. This poor person was over the malach of carrying. He did all three steps. Or suppose the poor person lifted the basket, lifted the food, whatever it is, and took it out and put it down in the Rishus Harabim. He also did all three steps. The Ani, the poor person, would be chayiv over here. Min ha-tayr, because he did all three steps. I would be potter, as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned. Maybe I should have stopped him from doing the Aveira, but as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned, I would be completely potter. Now suppose I was so anxious to give this person bread, I ran outside, lifted the bread, I did an akira, I lifted it in the Rishus HaYachid, extended it outside to the Rishus HaRabim, that's called a Haitzah, and put it down into his hands. I, the Balabayas, am over. I'm going to have to bring a Karban Chatas. Or for that matter, suppose again, I lifted the basket from the poor person's hands in the Rishus HaRabim, took it in and put it down in the Rishus HaYachid. Here too, I would be Chayiv. I, the Balabas, would be chayiv. And the Ani technically is completely potter. Normally when we say potter in regard to Hilchas Shabbos, we said before it means potter aval aser, it's better not. But in this case, he did nothing. The one who didn't do the malacha and watched the other person do the malacha, as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned, did mamish nothing. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Yitzias HaShabbos, when it comes to taking things out on Shabbos. Now really, it means both taking things out from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim, or taking things in from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. But because the Lashon of the Pasuk is Al Yetzei, don't take things out, that was by the month, so we use the Lashon of Yitziah. But it really means carrying either way. Zok the Mishnah Yitziah is Shabbos, when it comes to transferring things on Shabbos, Shtayim, it's possible to be over in two different ways, Min HaTorah, Shehein Arba, and if you add another two, which is only midrabanan, we didn't explain the drabanan part yet, that's when you only do a half a malacha, bifnim, that's for the person standing inside. So let's say in our mashal, I'm the balabas standing inside, there are two ways. I can be over min hatayra, that we already illustrated, and there are two more, which we're going to see, where I'm only over midrabanan. What about the poor person? No, we didn't forget about him. Ushtayim. He too can be over two ways min ha-toyra, which we already explained. Shehin Arba, which is a sum total of four, if you add another two, where he only does a half a malacha, which we shall soon see, Be'ez Hashem, b'chutz for the person standing outside, meaning the poor person. So, Ketzad, how is this so? Let's try to understand this. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'ani oimed b'chutz. Imagine you have the ani, a poor person standing outside, who balabayis b'fnim, and the balabayis is standing inside. Pasha ha'ani es yadei l'fnim. The poor person extends his hand inside, and he's holding some type of a basket. He wants this basket to be filled up. V'nasa l'tach yadei shabalabayis, he puts it into the hands of the balabayis. So again, he did the akira in the Rishus HaRabim, Hachnasa, he took it in, and the Hanacha, he put it down into my hands. Or, this is the second way that the poor person can be Chayiv. Shenotal mitoicha, he lifts the basket, lifts the food, v'hoitzi, takes it out, and puts it down in the Rishus HaRabim. In this case, ha'ani Chayiv, the poor person is Chayiv, he did all three as explained. Balabayis Pater, and I the Balabayis, I would be Pater because I technically did nothing. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Pashat Balabayis is Yadei Lechutz. Here are the two cases where I the Balabayis would be Chayiv Min HaTorah. I lifted the challah in the Rishus HaYachid, extended my hand outside into the Rishus HaRabim, the Nosan L'tech Yadei Shalani, and I placed it into the hands of the poor person. Or I lifted it from the hands of the poor person on the outside, the hichnis, and I brought it in, and then I put it down. So I, the balabas, did all three things. And akira in one rishos, either hetsa or hachnasa, the transfer, and the hanach in the other rishos, and that's why balabayis chayiv. The balabayis would be chayiv in this case, the ani potter, and the ani is potter. Now normally when you put something down, it has to be in an area that is at least 4x4. So why should he be chayiv over here? If he just put it down into his hand? I mean, look at your hand. It's not 4x4 tefachim. So the Gemara explains that a person's hand can hold large objects, and therefore it's considered as if it measures 4x4. Now, we have to see the Shtayim Shehein Arba, the Shehein Arba part of the Mishnah. We've already seen how both the ani and the balabayas can be over in the natayu. That's if they do all three, lifting, taking in or taking out, and putting down. But each one can also be over midrabanan in one of two ways. And that's if they don't do complete melachis. In other words, we didn't do all three. Now what does that mean, we didn't do all three? Let's see the Mishnah inside. Pashar ani es yadai lifnim. The ani extends his hand inside. The ani lifts the basket, does the akira in the Rishus HaRabim. Extends his hand inside, but he doesn't finish it off. He doesn't do the hanacha. He doesn't put it down in the Rishus HaYachid. I intercepted it. I took it from him. I, the balabas, v'natal balabayis mitaycha, literally the balabas, took it from his hands, and the balabas did the hanacha in the Rishus HaYachid. So the ani did not do the complete malacha. Or shenasal l'taycha. Suppose I lifted it. I did the akira in the Rishus HaYachid, put it into his hands. The haitzi, the poor person, took it out and put it down. But none of us did all three. I did the akira. In this case, he did the haitza and the hanacha. So shneim p'turim. They are both potter. Both the balabas and the ani are potter. Now this is different than the potter in the previous case. In the previous case, one person did the whole malacha, and the other one was just standing there. Here, each one did a little. And therefore, potter over here means what potter usually means throughout Shas. Potter means, not supposed to do it, but you don't have to bring a carbon chatas. So Chazal don't want us to do half malachas. Why not? I mean, imagine the bull rolled out onto the street, one person could pick it up, the other person takes it from him. Not allowed to do it, even though you wouldn't be chayv min hatayr, but we're scared if you start doing it, you're going to forget. You're going to do the akira, the hachnasa. You meant for someone else to put it down, but you forgot and you put it down yourself. We know what's going to happen. So therefore the Rabbanan said, no half malachis either. Let's see the last part of the Mishnah. Pasha Balabai says, yadai lechutz. The Balabais extends his hand outside, v'natal animataycha, and the poor man took an object from it. So in this case, I, the Balabais, I did the Akira, I did the Haitzah, but the poor man did the Hanacha. Oy shenasan letaycha, or the poor man placed the object inside, v'hichnas, I took it in and put it down. In this case as well, neither of us did the whole Malacha, and therefore, Shnei and Peturim, both the Ani and the Balabayis, are Pater Min HaTorah.